Have you been feeling a certain jumpiness lately, maybe tingling from various parts of your body, or that your brain is constantly scanning, or perhaps heightened senses that you hear or see things that you normally wouldn't? Perhaps you've identified this as an overactive nervous system and you wonder why this is happening and how this calms. Well, if so, this video is for you. Look forward to sharing some thoughts, ideas that I hope will be really, really helpful to you. If you're new to this channel, welcome. If you're a longtime follower, welcome as well, of course. And before we jump into our topic today, just a quick shout out today to Nads and Genipo for reviews of Tales of Courage, which I saw the other day. Thank you so, so much. Some of you know that I feel like this book is like, I think my best work ever, and it hasn't really gotten that much attention. So I put it on sale, and maybe this is where Nads and Genipo found it. And I want to thank you so, so much for those reviews. It made me so glad. It really, really means a lot. I think it was Nads who said, like, this is another slam dunk that made me smile so much. All right. So with that said, yes, let's jump into today's topic. As I often do, I'm going to ask you to imagine something. Imagine that you've spent too much time on the beach and you get a sunburn. And now ask yourself, how do you feel the next day? Or how does that part of your body feel the next day, the following day, or maybe even the day after that? Well, it is painful, and maybe even more so than it was like, the day of. And it is also painful, not only if you like, hurt it, it's painful even to light touch. This is a well-known, well-studied, established phenomenon called allodynia, and it's defined as pain due to a stimulus that does not normally provoke pain. And this is not only the sunburn, of course. This is when we bite our tongue and then it's really sore, or we hurt our knee, and the next day, even things that normally wouldn't hurt are actually provoking pain. This is known as allodynia. Now, next for us is here to ask ourselves, like, what's the purpose of this? What's like the evolutionary purpose of allodynia? Why do we have this? Is it there just to annoy us and bother us? Of course not. Everything has a purpose, and the purpose of allodynia is really to protect an already hurt body part. This is supposed to say, not and, and to protect an already hurt body part. In that, in that when it's already hurt, it's extra sensitive, so it's even more important that it doesn't get hurt again. But I think it also serves a little bit of as a reminder, to us, like, if it gets kind of extra hurt, then we may not do that thing again. We may not go on the beach for too long again at another point, right? So allodynia definitely has some clear benefits. And so what we can say here is that we can think of allodynia as like hypersensitive and hyperactive nervous system and overactive nervous system, or hypersensitive. We can say hypersensitivity after a physical insult exists to keep us from being more hurt. So we can conclude that. Now, interestingly, our nervous system does not only protect us or aim to protect us from, physical injury, but even emotional injury. Our nervous system also aims to protect us from emotional injury. So we have this emotional allodynia as well. When I was preparing for this, actually, I sent this as a newsletter Friday, and I was reading up, and I was just Googling emotional allodynia. I thought, like, maybe nobody has thought about that before, but there was nothing new there. Somebody had described emotional allodynia before as well. This is, for example, if we ask a good friend for help and they seem just bothered, like, why do you even bother me with this? It may take a while before we ask again, if we ever do that, because that rejection is painful. And so our nervous system becomes like, extra sensitive, a little bit hyperactive around this topic to protect us from, from injury again. And it's kind of practical because this was not helpful. So we, of course, like, why would we want to do it again? So our nervous system is helpful, not only when it comes to physical insults, but also aims to help us when it comes to emotional insult. And here's the thing. Insomnia is like a traumatic experience. It is not pleasant in any way, shape, or form. So therefore, our nervous system, of course does not want that repeated, that traumatic experience of a sleepless night. It's not something our nervous system wants repeated. And so we can see that, you know, it strives to keep us protected even from these intangible threats. Intangible, I mean, like when we're not sleeping, we're actually afraid of being awake, but it's hard to see that. Oftentimes when we're in the struggle, it's just like more like what's happening, something is wrong. It's like this intangible threat, but that also activates our nervous system, which does not want this to happen again. And when the nervous system activation, it means monitoring. It means, you know, thinking about what could it be, where's the threat, what's happening. You know, it means actually, you know, a heightened sense of like hearing and, you know, seeing and things of that nature. Is part of how the brain stops like filtering information instead of just gives us all the information. Like when we're scared, we get all the information to us, you know? And so this overactivity is part of this, like, you know, the safety mechanism that the nervous system has in place. And so we can see that a sleepless night or many sleepless nights can lead to this type of allodynia, or we can call it hypersensitivity, or we can call it overactivity. And why is this happening? Well, you know, the point of this, what we talked about so far, is really to really clarify that this happens because it is exactly what our nervous system is designed to do. This hypersensitivity, allodynia, or overactivity, whatever we call it, it's just exactly what the nervous system, you know, again, it's designed for this. It's designed to keep us from repeatedly being hurt. So it goes into this, you know, safety mode, like this higher alert state mode. Now, this is where it gets, I think, you know, the meat of this, like the take home from this kind of goes from here and on. So if you're still here after, you know, 6 minutes, I think that's fantastic. You know, so I think, you know, those who didn't listen to this part, I think we'll miss out. Anyways, when we think of an overactive nervous system or this overactivity, when we think that means something like, oh, there's a hormonal imbalance in my, you know, in some of my organs, or I have a neurotransmitter deficiency, or the synaptic, you know, nerve endings are there's something that's not wired correctly, something is wrong with me. We aren't seeing the big picture. You know, we're kind of like looking, you know, in very small details, something which isn't helpful to us because it's just confusing. We're not seeing the big picture. And the tricky thing that there is that when we think the overactivity means that in itself means something is wrong, like it shouldn't be this overactive, it's too active, nothing is going on, like what's going on, we're confused, then we're creating this new intangible threat. We're basically telling the brain that this overactivity shouldn't be there, and then we're creating again this new threat. And so when we think that the overactivity means when we're creating this intangible threat, another intangible threat, then we can see that it leads to more hyperactivity, more allodynia, more activity. So it becomes like it's a cycle in and of itself. On the other hand, when we think that the overactivity means, okay, I have a working nervous system, it is doing exactly what it's, you know, designed to do. Although in this case, it is a little confused because, you know, there is no sun that can burn me. There is no friend who can like not help me. And that could be like an actual problem. Not sleeping is not a real threat like that. So the brain is a little bit confused, but, you know, it is doing exactly what it's designed for when it's creating this like hyperactive state. And when we see that, we're like, aha, yes. This is not pleasant at all to be kind of jumpy and all this scanning and have this heightened alert and all these things, but it is exactly like it's just a normal reaction given the circumstances. Then we have one less intangible threat, you know, and then this cycle becomes self-limiting. It automatically, because, you know, winds down as we become less and less reactive. For every intangible threat that we see is like, this is not a real threat, the reactivity just fades and fades and fades. And this is how an overactive nervous system calms. That is how it happens. I hope that was really valuable for you to hear that, and that it will, you know, be really helpful for you. And if you are finding actually that our teaching here is leading you where you want to be, peaceful sleep and living your best life, that is wonderful. Please share it with us. But if you find that things are not so clear, you're not quite seeing the path forward, then please head over to our website and check out our coaching options, of which we have many really, really good ones. And if you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side. So yes, with that said, hope you have a wonderful next day and look forward to having you here real soon. Until then, take it easy.